White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 29th, 1905. My dear son, Willie White, I have made myself take at least 1 hour, and sometimes more, in riding out. On the last two occasions, it seemed we would get the shower upon us, but it did not rain much yesterday. Sister Peck and I drove to Brother Leininger's. We thought we should catch the rain, but we only had a few drops. In the evening, it rained in earnest and continued to rain lightly for several hours. But Sister Peck kept her sleeping quarters upon the front piazza. She has slept outdoors so long that she chooses it above indoors, and she has lost her cough. We need not depend upon Brother James unless he has some errand, and when Sister Peck is too much engaged, Brother King can be my driver. He delights to do this. I'm trying to have my head rested, because there are many things I must bring before our people. I have just placed in Doris's hands to copy things from my diary that I think should come before them at the present time. I have had warnings that the enemy will make every effort possible now to engage the mind in explanations that will keep the churches so constantly in unrest that some will become confused. Christ came from heaven to give to John things that were of such consequence that the Lord told John to write them in a book, for they reach to the close of this earth's history. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. Revelation 3, verse 1-3. Some are addressed as being in danger of letting go truths of great importance. They are to remember from what source these truths came. Now, Satan would make special efforts to dull their memory and understanding that the Holy Spirit hath given them the light. They are to remember how they advocated these truths, and how the Holy Spirit hath witnessed to the truth that they have received and heard. And hold fast, and repent. Repent that they should allow any voice from the tempter to weaken their confidence. Repent because of their unbelief. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Verse 3. Here comes in the history of the third chapter of Revelation. Here is a party addressed who are claiming a name, but they are dead. They are losing their bearings. The sacred watcher would arouse them from the spiritual loss they are sustaining through deceptive teachings. Here, the warnings given in Luke will have force, and in this third chapter, Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verses 4, 5. This chapter is full of most decided warnings and presentations, and all need now to have the candlestick, to have fine, correct discernment as to what is truth. We must not let loose the things we have received and heard, and lose the truth that has been established. Revelation 3, verse 7-12. The message to the Laodicean church must come in now with distinct and particular evidence, because it is the truth for this time. Verses 14-22. We are now to make humble work for repentance, that we may receive pardon. We have, as a people, allowed our experience in repentance to become mixed with hay, wood, and stubble, bringing works of wrong, of underhanded dealing into our practice, and talk of principle and act the satanic principles. Every evil work is coming into judgment, and it is time now that we understand what is to be done to save our souls from death. God may impress the obdurate hearts, and I hope he will, but I must say no more now if I get this into the mail. I send you copy of a letter to Mabel. She appreciates my letters. We must now give the truth that was given to Isaiah in Isaiah 56. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment, and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Isaiah 56, verse 1, 2. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Isaiah 58, verse 1-2. This whole chapter is appropriate to be applied now. I will write no more now, for this must go to be put in evening mail. I send by chance to Nashville, and it may reach you there. Your family are all well. In haste.